Yes, Captain. Hold on, I gotta breathe. Captain Underpants is having a book signing.
Who?
Captain Underpants, the superhero?
Never heard of him, bro.
Captain Underpants?
What, you guys have never heard of Captain Underpants? Like Captain Underpants of the terrifying return of Tippy Tinkle Trousers?
Excuse me?
Tippy Tinkle Trousers.
Yes, Tippy Tinkle Trousers. He pisses himself all the time, and then Captain Underpants hands his ass to him.
A guy running around in some underwear. That sounds like a creep to me, dude.
Yeah, instead of creep, he's a hero.
Is it like a gay book?
No, it's not a gay book. He's a superhero. He's right there. Look at him.
Yeah, but he's in his underwear.
Well, yeah, that's his thing. He's Captain Underpants.
Definitely fruity.
What? Yeah, I've never read the books.
Have you seen the show?
There's a show?
Well, yeah, you don't have time to read the book. I'll show you the show.
Hands behind your back, bub!
Mr. Officer, why are you arresting our principal?
Well, because, kids, he's walking around the school in his underwear, calling himself Captain Underpants!
I'm a superhero!
No, you're a
bail me out, kids!
Stop talking to the victims!
Oh, Captain Underpants, I know he's gonna get out of this one.
So, he likes to wear underwear around kids?
Well, I mean, yeah, this is Captain Underpants.
That sounds really bad.
Well, no, it's not like that. He's a superhero. He just happens to wear underpants.
Dude, how the hell did he even get in this type of predicament?
I can't believe I have to explain this. Okay, so he was a school principal, and his students hypnotized him into thinking he was Captain Underpants.
So the students wanted to see their principal walk around in underwear.
It's a whole gay school?
No, they're not gay! He's a superhero!
Is this like a 2020 LGBT...
No. It's been around forever. He's a superhero. He's cool. Come on, guys. He's gonna sign my book. You guys gotta come with me.
Wait. I am not comfortable going to see a white man run around naked. Wait. In a school.
So parents let their kids read this?
Well, yeah.
They're okay with this?
Yeah.
Does he take the underwear off?
No, it's always on.
Do they know what's going on in the damn book?
Well, yeah, he's cool. He fights crime.
How do you know it's Captain Underpants, the one that's going to be signing the book? How do you know it's not Dav Pilkey?
Fuck Dav Pilkey. I don't even know who that is. It's going to be Captain Underpants.
Joseph, can you go with him? I don't want to go.
Hell no. Why do I want to go? Why do I have to go?
Come on, Junior, please.
Okay, I'll let you. I'll go with you to take one picture, but I'm not shaking this guy's hand.
Yes, thank you, Junior. Come on.
I hate my life.
I bet you do.
Next,
Captain Underpants. I don't have any underpants on. Can I be your sidekick, Captain No Underpants, or maybe Captain Wayne?
You know what? Sure, kid.
Yay! Can you sign my book?
Of course I can. Do you have $5?
No.
Then get out of here.
Oh man.
Next.
Hey, Mr. Underpants, can you sign my book?
Are you wearing underpants?
Yeah.
Good. Then of course I can for $5.
I don't have $5.
Then get the fuck out of here.
That's not very nice, Mr. Underpants.
I don't give a shit. Next.
He's a big fan. He's nervous.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Could you sign my book?
Of course I can, kid. Do you have $5?
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, perfect. So, who do you want me to make this out to?
Make it out to Cody, your big underpants pal, and then write fuck Tinkle Trousers.
Okay, to Cody, your biggest underpants pal, and fuck Tinkle Trousers.
Oh, and then write fuck Wedgie McGee.
Oh, of course. Fuck Wedgie McGee.
Yeah.
There you go, kid.
Thank you so much. Hey, real quick before I go, what are your thoughts on underpants and underpants violence?
Oh, how horrible. Underpants and
holy fucking shit! Somebody just shot Captain Underpants!
What the fuck? Who shot him?
Tinkle Trousers!
What do we do?
We gotta check on Captain Underpants!
Hey, Captain Underpants! Oh, Cody.
You gonna be okay, Captain Underpants?
Oh, he's in bad shape. He's bleeding a lot.
Cody, come closer!
Yes?
Take off my underpants!
Wait, seriously?
Yes! The power is in my underpants!
You mean like your wang? Oh my god, Captain Underpants is dead! I can get my $5 back!
Wait, he wants you to take off his underpants?
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna take his underpants.
Wait, I don't want to see that. Oh, yeah. Well, since he's dead, I'm gonna take all his autographs. There's gonna be a lot of money on eBay.
How was the Captain Underpants convention?
Well, we got a bunch of autographs, and he signed Cody's book.
And then somebody fucking shot him.
Well, wait, Captain Underpants got shot? There's no fucking way.
He got killed by Tippy Tinkle Trousers. Damn you, Tippy Tinkle Trousers.
Is this a joke or something?
It's not a joke, and then Cody took his underwear.
Yeah. Wait, what are you doing with another man's underwear, dude?
He gave me his underwear, and look, there's a doo-doo stain in him. It smells like power.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you smelling another man's underwear?
Yeah, there's a doo-doo stain, because that's disgusting.
It doesn't matter, guys. I'm going to put on his underpants, and I'm going to become the new Captain Underpants. I'm going to avenge him.
Why the hell do we still hang out with him?
That is the weirdest thing he's ever done.
He makes us look way more uncool each and every fucking day.
Okay, guys, you're looking at the new Captain Underpants, but you can call me Captain Cody Pants.
Are you really wearing a dead man's underwear?
Well, yeah, that's where the power comes from.
Did you at least wash the poop stain out, dude?
Well, I don't want to wash the magic off.
What the magic? What the hell is wrong with you? That's another man's fecal matter touching your gooch.
Yeah, but that smell is the scent of justice.
Please stop him, dude. What the hell?
Cody, why are you dressed like this? What are you planning on doing?
Well, I have to avenge Captain Underpants. I'm going to track down Tippy Tinkle Trousers and, well, you know, I'm going to fuck his shit up a little bit.
Wait, Tippy Tinkle Trousers? Cody, you don't have any powers to fight a supervillain.
I can give you a mean wedgie.
You could do that without dressing like this.
Well, yeah, but look, when I'm dressed like this, people know not to fuck with me.
I doubt that. People gonna think you're a damn retard.
Look, Joseph.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah, they're gonna think that there's something mentally wrong with you, Cody, if you go out wearing underwear and a cape.
No. I look like a badass. No, hold on. I'm gonna get this police scanner so I can listen for crimes. I gotta track down Tippy Tinkle Trousers.
Is that even legal, dude?
It doesn't matter, I'm a superhero. Okay, there it is.
Position on the list. We have a 1047 in progress.
Oh, guys, you hear that? There's a mugging happening right now, and it's turned into a hostage situation. It sounds like this is a job for Captain Cody Pants.
Oh, God, he's going to get beat up.
Please do. I hope he gets stumped out.
Someone help me, please! Oh, no!
Drop the knife, mate. You don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's not worth it, man.
I think it's worth it. She wouldn't give me her purse.
Well, there you go. It's nothing to kill anybody over then.
Well, now I just want to do it because you told me not to.
Okay, now you're just being unreasonable. I don't know how to talk to hostage takers.
Yeah, me either, mate.
This looks like a job for Captain Cody Pants.
Is that a mentally handicapped kid in his underpants?
I think so.
Kid, you should get away from that guy. He's got a knife.
Stop right there, evildoer.
What?
I think it's a kid in his underwear.
Let her go!
Or what?
I'll give you a wedgie. I'll pull your pants, your underwear up, like, really, really hard.
I'll fucking stab you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you do have a knife. I don't think I can survive that. Cops, you want to just go ahead and shoot this guy? I don't really have a plan B. Oh, shit. Now I'm a hostage, too.
Now give me $50 or I'm going to kill both of them.
What, $50? Shit, I have $50. I mean, I left it in my pants at home, but if you let me go, I can go get it.
No, I want it from them.
Oh, fuck, a 50? I think I got a 20. What about you, Simmons?
Oh, I got $10, mate.
Oh, the best we can do is $30.
Oh, but then we can't go to Waffle House.
Oh, shit. We got 20.
Well, I guess I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much we can do. I mean, we gave our offer.
Yeah, I'm not a good shot from back here.
What the? Just go to an ATM.
All right, who should I kill first?
Shit, her.
What kind of superhero are you?
It's my first day.
All right, kid, you stand over there. I'm going to kill her first, and then I'm going to kill you.
Okay, I'll just be over here. Wedgie! Oh, that's right. Giving you a wedgie doesn't really stop you in any way. Please shoot him! Holy shit, this is so fucking scary. This was a bad idea. Why the fuck did I think I could do this?
Piece of cake.
What happened? Did you beat the guy up?
I beat him up. I killed him.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
You killed a mugger?
Yeah, he tried to stab me, but then I grabbed his knife, and I bent it with my bare hands, and then I flicked it away like a flea. And then he was like, no, please don't kill me. And then I gave him a wedgie so hard he fucking died.
There's no way you did all that.
It's true, it happened.
Not just like that.
The whole time.
That's embarrassing.
No, it was badass. Oh,
got it. The news!
Oh, we don't need to watch that.
Hello! I'm here with two hero police officers who saved a woman from getting robbed! And here's the dead body! How does it feel being dead, sir? Wow! So, how'd you do it?
Simmons?
I'm nervous, mate.
It's okay, Simmons. I got it. Just let me... Yeah, sorry about that. My partner gets nervous on camera. What was the question?
So, how'd you do it? How'd you save the woman who was being robbed?
Well, it was really weird. This kid in his underwear ran up, and then he gave the guy a wedgie, and that gave us a chance to shoot him. I think the kid was mentally handicapped.
Oh, man, why do they think I'm mentally handicapped?
Probably because you don't have any pants, dude.
Yeah, because you're running around in underwear with a cape.
What? This is what a superhero looks like.
No, it looks like you're on the special teams.
Yeah, people would think there's something actually wrong with you, because, like, I'd be scared to get near you because you look like you have the strength of 10-8.
Yeah.
Is it the shit scene?
No, they can't see that.
They can smell it though.
Guys, the important thing is I didn't get a chance to question that criminal about Tippy Tinkle Trousers. I'm never gonna find him now.
So you just killed him anyway?
Well,
they cut the cops.
Oh.
I helped.
No.
Well, look, the important thing is I gotta find Tippy Tinkle Trousers and get revenge.
Okay, well, I don't know where you're gonna find Tippy Tinkle Trousers. I don't know where he possibly could be.
Oh my God, guys. It was right in front of us the whole time. What if Tippy Tinkle Trousers...
Hold on. I'm on to something here. Mm-hmm. What if Jimmy Tinkle Trousers is hiding in a Captain Underpants book? It's the best hiding place.
Are you high as fuck?
No. Guys. Okay, I'm going to jump in there, and I'm going to get him. Close me in. This is not going to work.
Yeah, he's definitely high, dude.
Okay, sorry. I was trying to do some reading rainbow.
Then he probably got some from the bad guy. He probably had some shrooms on him.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you know what it is? I didn't Blue Skidoo. What? I gotta do, like Blue's Clues. Hold on. Blue Skidoo, you can too!
He's tripping balls.
Are you okay?
Am I in?
No.
Can you put me in?
I think you should come up with, some type of book ray gun.
That's too much work.
This is the whole thing, to make a book ray gun.
Mm, I understand.
I think you could just go make one.
Oh, God, okay. Okay, guys, I made it. Took forever.
That bitch pretty big, ain't it?
Okay, well, I didn't have time to make a smaller one.
What's it called?
It's called the Book Go Inside Ray.
Should have had a better name.
What? Listen, I'm trying to be in a hurry. I gotta catch Tinkle Trousers. Okay, when you shoot me with that gun, I should melt and go right into the book. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, he's geeked the fuck up. That nigga geek.
Wait, am I not in? What happened?
I didn't pull the trigger.
Well, goddammit.
You just acted,
huh?
Yeah, okay. Well, I did what I thought was gonna happen.
Okay. Cody, where are you going? Cody, where'd you go?
I'm in the book.
No.
I'm in the book.
I didn't pull the fucking trigger.
I'm in. Whoa, I'm actually in the book. Now where's Tippy Tinkle Trousers?
What the hell? Oh, Captain Cordy Brandt, yeah? I see you're here to avenge Captain Underpants.
You're damn right I am.
Well, good luck with that. Meow, meow.
Well, how about you huff my shirt?
Oh, my God. He put his underpants on top of my head. Oh, it's so smelly. So stinky. Ah!
Fuck yeah. That was for you, Captain Underpants. Rest in pants.
How long is he going to lay in the book for?
Dude, it's been an hour.
I don't know if he's okay.
Yeah, he's lost it.
Bitch!
Good stuff.
Guys, Tippy Tinkle Trousers is dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I killed him. I threw my underpants over his head, and then he fell off a cliff and he died.
That'll do it.
I've officially avenged Captain Underpants' death.
Okay, so are you going to keep wearing his underwear?
No, I think I'm going to go home and frame these. I'm tired of being Captain Underpants.
Frame them.
Yeah, maybe drink a lot of water to get that stuff out of your system that's making you act like this.
Yeah, now that you mention that, I kind of don't feel good.
Yeah, your ass bugging, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to just go lie down.
Fucking tweeter.
Hey, Daddy, check out my new toy. Look what it can do. That's my face.
That's really cool, Jeffy.
And that's my ear.
Awesome.
That's a really cool toy, Marvin.
Yeah.
And hey, look at this. What? Jeffy, ew, don't put your thing in that. What, Danny? It was just an upside down piece of broccoli made out of Play-Doh.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Jeffy, go play somewhere else.
All right, Daddy.
What did you think it was, Marvin?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, Junior, check out my new toy.
Whoa, what's it do?
Well, Junior, can you get your cat out of the way?
No, she's fine.
Okay. Well, you just stomp on that pad right there and it launches the rocket.
Ooh, can I try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Whoa, it went so high in the air!
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so what I need you to do now is stomp on that pad again.
But then it's going to go up your...
Yeah, I know. Do it.
Okay.
Hey, guys, what doing?
Jeffy, stomp on that pad right there, please.
Okay.
Ooh, it was supposed to go deeper, but that's okay.
Oh, Cody, what if we did this outside?
I think it'll feel the same for me either way.
No, what if you don't get in the way and it goes all the way up in that night sky?
Oh, well, I guess we could try that.
Yeah, let's take it outside, guys. All right, guys, let's see how high this thing can go.
Maybe it can go to the moon.
Oh, that'd be so cool, but it's really dark outside. I wish it could light up.
Oh, don't worry, Junior. Check this ish out.
It can light up?
Yeah, I did that so the doctors could find it in case it got lost in my colon.
All right, Jeffy, you stomp on that thing as hard as you can.
All right, Junior.
Did we just hit something?
I think it popped, whatever it hit.
Oh, no, guys! We hit a hot air balloon!
Oh, no!
Oh, we just killed someone! Yeah. Oh, my God!
What's wrong, boys?
Can we sit on the red couch and you guys leave?
Oh, okay.
Guys, we just shot down a hot air balloon!
But who would be flying a hot air balloon at night? Planes couldn't see it.
I don't know. They're probably going on a joyride because they didn't think someone's going to be shooting random rockets in the air. We could have killed someone.
Let's just check the news!
Breaking news, MK. An unidentified flying object was shot out of the sky by a random missile from an unknown location. The military is looking into the situation now.
Guys, did you hear that? Unidentified flying object?
We shot down a UFO?
What if we shot down aliens?
Aliens finally come to Earth and we kill them?
My God, what have we done?
Lieutenant Guard, get your hairy ass in here.
You've seen it, sir?
We all have. We all shower together. Now tell me what the hell's going on in the skies over Florida.
Well, sir, it looks like a Chinese spy balloon was shot down by an unidentified missile.
Was the missile one of ours?
No, sir. Satellite surveillance shows that it might have been three kids goofing around.
Well, how did three kids get their hands on a missile?
I don't know, sir, but we do sell to some pretty shady people.
Well, how did these kids find the balloon and we didn't?
I don't know, sir. The balloon didn't show up on our radar, so we're lucky the kids found it at all.
Now you listen to me. You get those three kids and bring them here, because America needs them.
Yes, sir.
Junior, what are you doing?
Writing an apology letter to the aliens, and I'm gonna go outside and let the balloon go with the letter attached to it so it can go to their planet.
Junior, this balloon's not just gonna go to space.
Yes, it is, Cody. When you let go of a balloon, it keeps going up until it hits space.
No, balloons just keep going up until they pop.
They don't pop unless they hit a sharp object. I don't think there's random needles flying around in the sky or space.
What? No, that's... Okay, fine, Junior. Even if it goes to space, how's it gonna get to their planet?
When the aliens see a balloon floating in space, they're gonna grab it. No one can say no to a balloon.
And what makes you think they even speak English?
Of course the aliens can speak English. If they can make a UFO that can go the speed of light to go to our planet, then they obviously can decode this message.
Yeah, the frowny face is really gonna help.
All right, guys, let's go outside and release the balloon.
Junior, this balloon doesn't even have helium in it. It's just somebody holding it.
What? No, it has helium in...
See?
We couldn't afford helium, Cody. There's a helium shortage, and we didn't think of this part of the video. Let's just...
Okay, so apparently the kids live here. I don't want to scare them when they open the door and see a big old army man. Oh, I know. I'll put on this alien mask. That'll make me seem all friendly and fun.
Guys, there's someone at the door. What if it's more aliens? They're mad that we killed their friends. Oh, I'm gonna go open the door, and I'm gonna hand them the letter.
No, Junior, if it is the aliens and they're mad at us for killing their friends, we can't just open the door.
You're right. They're gonna try to kill us, so we gotta kill them.
How?
I got an idea. Grab your rocket.
All right, I'm grabbing it.
No, like, grab your rocket.
Oh, I got a handful of rocket. My crotch rocket.
No, the rocket toy.
I know.
Oh, come on. Guys, it is an alien. All right, when I open the door, Jeffy, you shoot the rocket at him, okay?
All right, got it, Junior.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there. Why'd you duck?
Oh, my balls are in the nuts.
You're not going to kill me, alien scum.
Get off me. Get off me.
All right, guys, what do we do with this alien?
I think we should put stuff up his butt and probe him, or we could let him do it to us. No, don't touch my butt. I'm not an alien.
Says the alien.
I know what to do with him. Move out of my way.
Ow, what the hell was that for?
Yeah, he's an alien.
I'm not an alien.
Then why do you look like that?
This is just a mask I bought at Party City.
Oh, that's just a mask?
Yes.
So you wouldn't mind if I took it off?
No, go ahead. Wait, Junior, don't touch it. What if his antenna are like jellyfish tentacles and they sting you?
Good thinking, Cody. You just saved my life.
They're not like jellyfish tentacles. This is a normal mask.
Before we try to take off that mask, prove you're a human.
Okay, how? Ooh, I think we should check his butthole and see if he has a human butthole.
Yeah, every human's butthole is the same.
No, don't touch my butthole.
Why? Because you have three alien buttholes? You don't want us to see it?
What? No, I have one human butthole. I just don't want you touching it. Take the damn mask off.
Okay. I'm gonna take it off, Cody. But if I get electrocuted, you beat him up, okay?
Okay. See? See, I'm not an alien. I'm human. I'm with the U.S. military. Now untie me.
Okay, I'll untie you.
Wait, Junior. What if he's an alien, but he just looks like he's with the military? I think we should check his butthole.
If you touch my butthole, I swear to God I'll send your whole family to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay, I'll untie him.
Okay, now that you boys finally untied me, we can do business.
So why are you here?
Well, do you boys remember shooting something down earlier?
Yeah, are we in trouble? We were really scared.
Oh no, boys, that was a Chinese spy balloon that even our radar couldn't detect.
Really?
Yeah, now the Commander-in-Chief wants to give you all medals of honor for your bravery.
That's so cool!
But boys, I just gotta ask, how did you even manage to see it? Oh, we didn't even really mean to shoot it down.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Wait, hold on, I'm confused. Did you mean to shoot it down or not? Because you're only getting the medal if you meant to shoot down the spy balloon. No, we didn't mean to shoot it down.
Yes, we meant to shoot it down. We walked outside and we saw the balloon. It said made in China. And we said, America!
America!
And we said, we're shooting that bad boy down. So we got our rocket and we knocked it out of the sky. And we said, we did that for America.
Wow, boys, that is incredible. Okay, come on, let's go get your medals.
Junior, what the hell are you doing?
I want that medal, Cody. A medal of honor, sick. Come on.
Here are the kids, sir.
You boys are American heroes for stopping that spy balloon.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to award all three of you the Medal of Honor. Lieutenant Guy, go get the medals.
All right, kid. Here is your Medal of Honor. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That's the Medal of Ogre. It has Shrek on it. I got this for doing a 5K at Universal Studios. Are you impressed? Oh, hold on. No, I got it. I got it right here. Hold on. Here is your Medal of Honor. Oh, wait. No. This is a medal I won for having the hairiest arms on a Disney cruise. Sorry. Hold on. I got it over here. It's right here. Here is your Medal of Honor. Okay. Let's put that on you. Let's get... No, hold on. Get it around your neck. Around your neck there. Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right. Actually, you know what? You two, just help yourselves. Enjoy your medals, kids!
These medals are so cool!
But that's not all. Since you boys are so good at shooting down that spy balloon and finding threats that even we can't, we're making you three our new official missile defense system. You boys will be in charge of shooting down nukes, missiles, or any other kinds of airborne threats to the United States. Lieutenant Guy, go fire everyone at NORAD.
You got it, sir.
Won't be needing them anymore. We have professionals now. Now get out there and kill it, boys.
Junior, we are so screwed.
What are you talking about, Cody? We all got the Medal of Honor. We got jobs with the military. We're badasses.
Junior, I don't think you understand. They want us to shoot down nukes and planes and missiles just because we accidentally shot down a balloon.
Cody, everyone has a calling in life, and our calling is to protect America, and that's what we're gonna do.
Junior, we don't have the technology to protect America.
We have your missile toy.
That's not enough. We need, like, satellites and missiles and stuff.
Listen, Cody, America's the most badass country on the planet. No one messes with us. When they mess with America, they die. So look, we don't have anything to worry about. No one's gonna try to nuke us. No one's gonna try to bomb us. All we have to do is sit back, show girls our Medal of Honor, and eat tough muff.
Hell yeah.
Junior, there's not going to be any tough muff left to eat if we get nuked.
Cody, we're going to have 24-hour surveillance.
And how are we going to do that?
You're going to stand outside for 24 hours and look at the sky, and if you see any missiles, you tell us.
What does Jeffy do?
He shoots the rocket at the missile and shoots it down.
And I'm also going to let girls use my tongue as toilet paper.
Okay, and what are you going to do, Junior?
I'm also going to let that happen, and I'm going to be the person that alerts the news when we shoot something down, and I take all the credit, and I get all the muff.
So you want me to just stand in your front yard and stare at the sky 24 hours a day?
It's your job to protect America, so go out there, Cody. No one's going to try to bomb us.
The news!
Breaking news, okay? The Commander-in-Chief has an announcement to make. Here's a statement from him now.
My fellow Americans, earlier today, the Chinese sent a balloon to try to spy on us, and three brave soldiers shot it down. Since these three soldiers are so good at finding threats, I've decided to make those three boys the new missile defense program. We've canceled NORAD and turned off all our satellites because we don't need them. With that being said, I have one thing to say to the Chinese. Fuck around and find out! Throw everything you got at us, pussies! We ain't paying that debt back!
Oh, we are so dead.
No, we're not, Cody. Isn't it really cool the Commander-in-Chief believe in us that much?
No, he shouldn't believe in us at all!
Listen, Cody, no one's gonna bomb us or try to kill us.
Junior, your phone is ringing.
Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is the Chinese.
Who is it, Junior?
It's the Chinese.
What?
Well, how'd you get my number?
I got it from TikTok.
Well, what do you want?
You popped our balloon, and then you talk shit about us on TV.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you gonna do about it? Bomb Pearl Harbor again?
That was the Japanese.
Well, what are you gonna do about it? Take one of our WNBA players?
That was Russia.
Well, what are you gonna do about it?
We're gonna drop nuke on your stupid, dumb American asses!
What'd he say, Junior?
He said, we cool, dog.
Really? He said that?
He said, we good food.
What?
Well, listen, Cody, just go outside and scan the skies for nukes.
Wait, why?
Because that's our job, Cody. Go outside and look at the sky.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to scan the sky? I don't have a telescope.
I bought you a telescope.
Wait, really? You did? What? Junior, this isn't a telescope. This is a toilet paper roll. I can't see anything with this.
So you need something bigger?
Yes, like a telescope. What, this is a paper towel roll. It's not better.
It can see really far, Cody. Just go outside and look with it.
I'll try.
All right, Jeffy. I need you to make like a bomb shelter, like a bomb bunker. So go grab as many pillows as you can.
Aye, Captain.
Oh, we're getting nuked.
How am I supposed to find anything looking through this? Yeah, that's a whole lot of nothing. Just a whole lot of paper towel roll. Wait, what is that? Oh, no. Oh, no, is that what I think it is? Junior, get out here!
What's wrong, Cody?
Junior, look. Do you see that?
That looks like it could be a nuke.
Junior, it's a nuke! What are we gonna do?
Jeffy, get the missile out of the missile defense system!
I got it, Junior.
All right, Jeffy, shoot that nuke out of the sky.
Shit.
Okay, go to the bunkers.
What, bunkers?
Everyone in their bunkers! Go!
Junior, you already had these pre-made? You knew about this?
Yes, I knew they were gonna shoot a nuke, but I thought we could shoot it down.
Junior, I told you we can't. We're just kids.
Listen, we're safe inside our bunkers. We're gonna survive.
No, we're not, Junior. This bunker's made of pillows. That won't stop a nuke.
The pillows are made out of Kevlar.
No, they're not. What? The news!
Breaking news, okay? A nuclear ballistic missile has hit San Francisco. The death toll is in the millions. We believe it was shot by the Chinese.
Junior, we just got everyone in San Francisco killed.
Well, at least the nuke didn't hit here, right?
Hey, could you boys come with me?
You have a better bunker?
No, come on. Here they are, sir.
You boys don't know what the hell you're doing, do you?
No.
And shooting down that balloon was an accident, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go my bad on hiring you boys in the first place. Hiring three children to defend the entire United States seems like kind of a bad idea. Lieutenant Guy, go rehire NORAD and turn all our satellites back on. Then give China an apology and send them a box of chocolates and tell them to double our debt or some shit. I don't know.
You got it, sir.
2 million lives you boys cost us. 2 million American lives. Turn in your medals of honor and get the hell out of here.
But what about the muff?
You boys killed a lot of muff today. Now turn in those medals.
We lost our medals.
We didn't deserve them in the first place.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I think tonight's done. I don't think we need to do anything else tonight. I think this is the worst thing we've ever done.
You want to play with your rocket?
No!
Star Wars movie marathon where we watch all 11 movies?
What? There's 11 Star Wars movies?
Yeah, Marvin, you have to start with Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Solo, Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker!
Okay, fine. We can try to watch all those movies, but I can't guarantee I'll stay awake during all of them.
Yes. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Meow.
Stop it. We're trying to watch a movie.
Meow.
Stop it.
Meow.
Knock it off!
I wonder what's gonna happen next!
I can tell you what's gonna happen next. We've seen this movie like 50 times. I can tell you what's gonna happen. The Darth Vader guy is like the dad or something.
Meow. Meow.
Jeffy!
Meow.
Stop it!
Meow.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Meow.
I said stop it! Don't you dare do the diaper thing. I don't want to see...
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Marvin, turn off the movie! Meow, 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 meow. Turn off, Marvin!
It's not too loud. I can still hear the meowing.
You are grounded.
Why?
Because we're trying to watch a movie.
Why?
Because we want to watch it.
Why?
Because we can do that.
Why?
Stop it.
Why?
Who's at the door?
Okay, I answered the door. No. Can Jeffy answer the door?
No, Jeffy can't answer the door. Just stay here and keep beating on your cat piano.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Is your name Marvin?
Yeah, why?
Well, my name's Mr. Goodman, and I'm the superintendent of your local school district, and I was coming by to congratulate you on the adoption of your new son, Jeffy.
Well, no. I did not adopt Jeffy. He's just staying here until we find his parents. The cops are looking for him.
But are you his legal guardian?
No, I'm not. No, he just lives here, and I watch over him until they find his parents.
So, legal guardian. And by law, since you are Jeffy's legal guardian, you're responsible that Jeffy knows every single subject on this piece of paper. And I'll be coming by tomorrow to test him on it.
Well, what if I refuse to teach him all that stuff?
Well, if you refuse to teach him all this stuff, and he fails the exam, then you go to jail.
Well, go to jail? I don't want to have to do all that!
Well, tough. Here, I'll be back tomorrow.
What's that for, Marvin?
I want you to shoot me in the head.
What? Why?
Because this guy showed up at the door and said I have to homeschool Jeffy or I'm going to go to jail. And he says we have to teach him all this stuff. His ABCs, count to 10, math, English, art, color, and at least one sport.
Well, what's so hard about that?
Meow. 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 Meow.
Oh, just shoot me in the head. It'd be easier.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Let's start with the ABCs.
Meow. Jeffy, you ready to learn your ABCs?
I love animals. My favorite animal is a carrot.
Oh, just shoot me in the head, please.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Come on, Jeffy, let's learn your ABCs. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to learn your ABCs?
ABCs?
Yes, Jeffy, you have to learn your ABCs by tomorrow or Daddy goes to jail.
Why?
Because God hates me.
Oh. All right, Jeffy, A is for apple.
Apple?
Very good, Jeffy, A is for apple.
B? Jeffy, are you okay?
There's a scary bear on the car.
Jeffy, it's not a real bear. It's on the car. Put it away.
Okay. C is for cupcake.
Cupcake?
Very good, Jeffy. C is for cupcake. This might be easy.
D.
It's a dog, Jeffy. Dogs aren't scared. Put it away. That's an elephant. What? A fish. What? That's a goose. A horse. Come on. No more cards. Just get the whiteboard and just write out the alphabet. Maybe that won't scare them.
Okay.
You're being ridiculous, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy. You're going to learn your ABCs using this whiteboard instead of the animal cards.
Why not the animal cards?
No, you did it. You screamed every time you saw an animal. All right, baby. You can teach them.
Okay, Jeffy. Repeat after me. A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
Oh, okay, that's gonna take forever. How about we sing the ABC song? Hey, Jeffy, you wanna learn a song?
I like songs!
Okay, listen to this ABC song that'll teach you the ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X,
Y.
Yes, Y. And Z. See, now you know your ABCs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. Can you say your ABCs on your own?
Yeah, I can say them.
Okay, baby, get rid of the board. I don't want them cheating. Okay, Jeffy, say your ABCs.
Okay. G-Y-X, W-V, U-T-H, R-Q-P, O-N-M-L-K-J-I, H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A.
Jeffy, you just said your ABCs backwards. That's incredible. That's more impressive than saying your ABCs just normally. How did you do that? Oh, wait. I'm going to count that as he knows his ABCs because that's really impressive to say them backwards. So, now we have to teach him how to count to 10. That's easy. Go get the cue cards for the 1 to 10.
Okay.
Right. Now, Jeffy, you're going to learn to count.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to learn your numbers?
Numbers?
Yes, Jeffy. All you have to do is learn how to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See how easy that was?
1!
Look, just read the card.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Train I 1.
Wait, no, Jeffy. That's not the letter I. That's the number 1. Look, there's one train. That's the number 1. And that's the number 1 spelled out. Try again.
Train 1-1.
Yes, Jeffy, but you don't have to say everything on the card. You can just say the number.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Truck 2-2.
You could have just said 2. You don't have to say everything else. Just say the number.
Duck goose 3-3.
Just say the number, Jeffy.
Flonk 4-4.
He's doing so well, Marvin.
But he doesn't have to say literally what's on the card. He just has to say the number.
I know, but he's doing really well. Here, Jeffy, try this one.
Meow.
5-5.
Good job, Jeffy!
No more cat piano, but put that away. You have to pay attention.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, try this one next.
Flower, 6-6.
Jeffy, just say the number.
Balloon, 7-7.
Jeffy, you don't have to read everything. Just the number, please.
Crayon, 8-8.
Jeffy, just the number.
Ooh, try this one.
Jesus
Christ. Cupcake, 9-9.
Last one.
Tractor, 10-10.
All right, we're done. No more.
Marvin, I think you can do one more.
No.
Yeah, I want another one.
No, we're done.
Okay, one more. Here you go.
Bunny rabbit. Strawberry. 50-50.
Okay, we're done. Was that the last one?
Yeah, I think it was, Marvin.
No more hell. Oh, okay. All right, Jeffy. Now that you learn to count to 50, count to 10.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
That's your alphabet. Look. I know somewhere in that stupid head you know how to count to 10. The lights are on. No one's home, but the security camera at least picked up some of it. Okay, look. So let's move on to the next thing. Okay, let's move on to math and English. He doesn't need to learn English because he already speaks English every day. So we just have to go on to math.
Math?
Yes, math. Let's go learn some math.
Well, yeah.
All right, Jeffy, now it's time to learn math. And we're going to start with addition. And I know math is really hard. It's going to be really tricky. But I promise if you just pay attention, you'll get it. All right, baby, get the first card.
Okay, Jeffy, here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 2 plus 2?
74.
What? How'd you get 74?
I pulled it out of my ass.
Jeffy, where did you hear such language?
Daddy taught me.
Marvin!
Oh, don't say Marvin like I'm his dad. I didn't teach him that. Look, Jeffy, I really need you to try. What is 2 plus 2?
Baby 2.
What do you mean, baby 2?
Well, you got a mommy 2 and a daddy 2, and they love each other very much, and they had a baby 2.
I would understand if you thought those 2 2s had a baby, it would be 2. But numbers don't have genders, Jeffy, so they can't have babies. So look, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
How did you it equal four? The four looks nothing like the two. Unless the two twos adopted a four. Or if this two is cheating on this two with a four, then maybe that would be three.
Look, numbers cannot cheat on each other. Numbers can't get married. Numbers can't have babies. The answer is four. 2 + 2 = 4. Let's move on to a different card. Get a different one.
Here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 0 + 0?
2.
What? How is it 2?
Because they don't love each other on that card.
Jeffy, no. Listen. Why is 2 + 2 baby 2, but 0 + 0 isn't baby 0? Because actually, in this weird world that you live in, if 0 + 0 equals baby 0, that would actually be the right answer, because 0 + 0 is 0.
Daddy, I'm so confused, because you're telling me 0 + 0 equals 0, but 2 + 2 doesn't equal baby 2? I don't understand.
Okay, 0 + 0 equals 0, but 2 + 2 = 4.
Daddy, I am so confused! I guess next you're gonna tell me that 8 + 8 = 16 or something!
That's right, it does equal 16!
Daddy, you're talking crazy! I don't understand any of this!
Oh, okay, how about this? Okay, just explain this to me. How come 2 + 2 = baby 2, but 0 + 0 = 2?
Because they love each other on this card, but they don't love each other on that card.
How can you tell the zeros don't love each other?
Because there's not a heart on that card.
There's no heart on this card!
Well, dang, if you take this two and flip it around and put it next to this two, it'll be a heart with a line underneath it.
He's a genius. He's actually making sense. He's a genius. All right, we're done with addition. Let's move on to subtraction. Maybe you're better with taking things away. All right, Jeffy, now we're going to learn subtraction. Subtraction is when you take things away, like how you're taking years off my life with all this stress.
Okay.
All right, baby, get the first card.
All right, Jeffy, here it is.
All right, Jeffy, what is 8 minus 4?
8.
What? How is it 8?
Well, because you have an 8 up here, and then you take away your 4, so the 8's left, so the answer is 8.
Oh, I see the confusion. Yeah, I understand how that makes sense, that if you take away the 4, it'd be 8. But no, the answer's 4.
How is it 4? The 4's already taken off the card right there, so all that's left is the 8.
Well, no, Jeffy, because look, 2 4's make an 8.
We're not talking about 2 4's. We already have 1 4 right here, and it's already subtracted. So the answer's 8.
He has a point, Marvin.
I understand he has a point, but 8 minus 4 is 4 because it takes 2 4s to make an 8. You remove one of the 4s, it's 8.
Stop bringing up 2 4s. It's bad enough we got 1 right here, and that one's already taken off. So stop bringing up the 4. The 4 is gone, so 8 is left.
The answer is 4. 8 minus 4 is 4. It's not 8.
You have a 4 right here. You take the 4 off the card. So what's left?
8.
8, exactly. Am I wrong?
Yes.
How?
Because 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not! The 4 is gone! You don't have another 4 to add to it! Stop bringing up the 4! You have a 4, it's gone! You subtract the 4, it's gone! 8 is left!
Yes, 8 is left, but no, it's 4, Jimmy. 8 minus 4 is 4!
Screw this helmet, screw this pencil, screw this diaper, screw Einstein, and screw Newton. The answer is 8! Okay. You take the 4 off the card, and the answer's 8!
Okay, Jeffy, fine. The answer's 8. 8 minus 4 is 8. You got your way. You're right. The science is wrong. All the scientists are wrong. All those people are wrong. For years and years and years, everyone's been wrong. 8 minus 4 is 8, okay? That is the official answer, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. He knows math. He's a genius at math. He's a math genius. So let's move on to art or something.
Marvin, we need to go over English with him.
We don't have to go over English. You just heard him yell at us in perfect English, right?
Marvin, we're working on English next.
All right, Jeffy, now you're going to learn English. And I know you already know how to speak English because you've been yelling at me all day in English. But now you're going to learn phonics, how to pronounce your words better. All right, bring me the card.
All right, Jeffy, say frog.
Fwog.
No, see, Jeffy, you're saying it wrong. You're saying fwog. You gotta say frog.
Fwog.
No, there's no W. You're saying fwog. You gotta say frog. Frog.
Fwoga. Fwoga.
No, that's not how you say it. You say frog.
But you know what I'm saying. Fwoga.
Frog. You say frog. Frog.
Fwog.
There's no W. You're saying fwog.
If you know what I'm saying, why make me change it? Draw me a picture of what I'm saying. Fwog.
Frog. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, whatever. Get another one.
All right, say giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's not giraffe. It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
There's no D. Where's the D? Show me the D.
That's what she said.
Where's the D? It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's giraffe.
Giraffe.
Stop saying giraffe. It's giraffe.
That's how I say it, giraffe.
Okay, fine. Whatever, just put it down. You know you got that one. Whatever.
Ooh, you'll like this one, Jeffy.
Why?
No, it's yo-yo.
Why?
No. Don't read the top, read the bottom. Yo-yo.
Why?
No, Jeffy, say yo-yo.
Why?
No, act like a cool gangster. Yo-yo.
Why?
Marvin, don't teach him that.
Oh, okay, you know what? Fine. You know, you already know English. I told you he already knows English. He's a genius. Let's move on to the next thing. Here we go. We got art and coloring. He loves the color. He loves
he's
art.
He's good at that.
Yeah. Let's go color with some crayons.
Uh-oh. Look what we got here. We got the next Picasso.
Look at him go.
I colored a bug.
Yes, you did. And what's that? Did you stay inside the lines?
Yay, Jeffy!
Yay, Jeffy did a good boy.
Yeah, Jeffy did a good boy. So we can knock off coloring off that. So all we have to do is teach him at least one sport. That's it.
What about baseball?
No. Baseball is too dangerous. How about T-ball. T-ball's really easy and no one will get hurt.
I like T-ball.
I know you will. You're going to love T-ball. Let's go learn T-ball. All right, Jeffy, this is T-ball. It's literally the easiest sport in the world. Anybody can play it. See, unlike baseball, where someone throws the ball at you really fast, this ball is just sitting on a tee, and no one's moving it. So all you have to do is hit this ball with your bat.
T-ball?
Yeah, just hit this ball with that bat. Go.
Close, Jeffy.
Jeffy, get him a bigger bat.
Okay.
I think if you have a bigger bat, it might be easier for you to hit the ball.
Here you go, Jeffy. Ugh. Careful there, slugger.
That's a big bat. Now try to hit the ball. No, you gotta hit the ball, Jeffy. What? Oh, you hit it the wrong way. You gotta hit that way. All right, Jeffy, hit the ball.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry. Has the swelling gone down at all?
The doctor said my brain might hemorrhage. You know what? That would be just fine. I'll get it. No. Let's let the injured guy go answer the door. The guy, you know, who got hit in the face with a baseball bat.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin, what the hell happened to you?
T-ball.
I didn't know T-ball was a contact sport.
It's not.
Huh. Well, anyway, I'm here to administer...
Jeffy, knock it off!
Good boy.
Anyway, I'm here to administer Jeffy's exam.
Well, he's gonna fail it anyway, so come inside. Well, baby, these are the last few minutes we get to spend together before I go to jail.
Do you think he's going to pass, Marvin?
No, I don't. I don't think he's going to pass at all. I don't think there's any chance he's going to pass.
He looks like he's concentrating over there.
Oh, he's concentrating. Well, in that case...
Marvin, stop it!
Nope, he did this while we were watching the movie.
Marvin, you know better than that.
Nope, he does this all the time.
Marvin, stop it!
Okay, fine. He just does that all the time.
Marvin?
Yes?
Your son has finished testing now.
Oh, man. Can you give me a few minutes to say goodbye to my girlfriend? I know I'm going to jail.
Well, I would like to say that your son passed with flying colors.
He did?
I would like to say that. But unfortunately, over 90% of his exam was wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm going to jail.
Would you mind explaining this to me?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, 8 minus 4. What is it, Marvin?
It's 4.
No, it's not. It's 8. You see, because you have an 8 up here. Minus the 4. You take the 4 off the paper. What is it?
8?
8. 8 is left. So look, Jeffy taught me this earlier. 8 minus whatever number you have down here is always 8. So if you're subtracting something from the bigger number up top, it's always going to be that bigger number down below. And we're going to give him an honorary Harvard degree.
Well,
this son is a genius.
A Harvard degree over that?
Absolutely. And we're going to be calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction.
What does that make any sense? 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. You have 8 up here. Take the 4 off the paper, what's left?
8.
8, exactly. And it's just like that with any other equation.
But earlier it was 8 minus 4 was 4.
I don't care what it was earlier, now it's 8 minus 4 equals 8. You take the 4 off the paper, always. You always take the number that you're subtracting off the paper and it's going to be the bigger number.
That doesn't make any sense. Stupid.
I don't care if it's stupid or not. We're calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction, and we're giving your son, your genius son, a honorary Harvard degree.
Can you do me a favor? Can you shoot me in the head with this gun?
Sure.
Do you want to play playtime?
Of course I want to play playtime. You want to play playtime, Cody?
Sorry, guys. I think I'm losing my voice. I don't think I can play playtime today.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm just yanking your crank, guys. Let's play playtime.
Yeah!
Mom, where's Dad?
Oh, he's probably still in the bed with his bum ass. Junior, breakfast is ready.
I'm coming. I had to iron my suit and trim my mustache.
For what? You don't even have a job, idiot.
I have job interviews lined up today. Thanks for asking.
I believe it when I see it.
I just want some orange juice. The goddamn orange juice expired!
What if I had a man with a job? I can afford some up-to-date orange juice!
Who buys expired orange juice?
I do, because the shit is cheaper!
Let's not argue about money in front of Sally.
You're right.
You guys do that a lot.
Oh, you want to know how much debt we're in, Sally? You want to know how much debt we're in? I bet the house at a casino, so now I owe $20,000 by the end of the week, and we're going to lose the house, and I owe $20 to Papa Murphy. Oh, he's going to castrate me.
That seems impossible.
If he pulls hard enough, it'll come off.
Yeah, maybe it will.
Well, at least someone would finally be pulling on it.
Yeah, I only pull on things that make me money.
Well, how about you sell your body again? We can make $2.
I would, but I'm pregnant. Otherwise, I'd be walking up and down these streets having strangers all in my booty.
Let's not talk about this in front of Sally. It's very inappropriate.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Sally, tell us about school. How's your grades?
Well, I was gonna wait to tell you guys, but I'm in Spanish honors.
What
the fuck did you just say?
Well, there's like normal Spanish, and then there's Spanish honors for people who are really good at it.
You've never spoke one goddamn word of Spanish since you came out of her puss.
Yeah, I have never heard a drop of Spanish. Say something in Spanish.
Yeah, say some Spanish honors for us.
Hola.
Come on! There it is, Spanish!
Even I've seen Lilo and Stitch, and I know hola means family.
Mm-hmm. Dad, that's aloha.
What's aloha?
It's Hawaiian.
And Hawaii, you're speaking English. Hawaii is a U.S. state. So what do you mean you're speaking Hawaiian? We're speaking Hawaiian right now.
She doesn't know her state.
Yeah, name all 50 states. Start with Hawaii.
All of them?
Name them.
Okay, there's Hawaii.
Exactly. Hawaii is a U.S. state. So mm-hmm. We're speaking Hawaiian right now.
Well, but that's a different language.
I'm speaking Florida right now. I'm speaking Alabama right now.
Yeah.
Speak some goddamn Spanish before I smack you upside your lopsided fucking alcoholism face.
Don't do it, baby.
I'm sorry, okay? Naranja means orange.
Oh.
The fuck did she just say?
That's, you know what? That's it. You're not going on your high school trip to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Dad, we already did the paperwork and we paid for it and everything.
Nope, you're gonna miss that high school trip to Iran because no way you're speaking Iran right now.
Oh, but what am I gonna tell my boyfriend Corbin Blue? We were supposed to go together.
I don't like him. He busts out song everywhere he goes. I don't want him in my life and I don't want him in yours. You're not going to Iran and that's final.
I hate you guys.
It's okay. She'll get over it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... listen, I'm going to go to my job interview. What the fuck is on my plate, bitch?
It's the croissant and oranges. What the hell are you talking about?
You forgot to name one last thing on my plate. What is that?
Oh, shit, a cockroach.
I mean, you eat the first word, but I'm not eating a roach.
Well, look, if we had money for an exterminator, we wouldn't have this problem, okay?
Call an exterminator, because ain't no way a goddamn cockroach is on my plate.
We'll get a damn job! Maybe we can afford one!
I'm going to get $20,000 by the end of the day, so you call an exterminator.
I would love to see that shit.
Welcome to PUPJ's Garbage Emporium. What makes you think you have what it takes to be a garbage man?
Well, I know trash really well because I've been married to a piece of trash for a couple of years now.
Okay, cool, cool.
I don't shower every day, so I'm kind of stinky.
Okay, great. We love to see that here.
And I'm desperate for a job.
Okay, well, do you have your CDL?
I know my ABCs.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're hired.
Well, I am? Okay, so what's the pay looking like?
About $50,000 a year.
Okay, I need a huge favor. Is there any way I can get $20,000 of that up front?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I'm not going to give you $20,000 of your yearly salary before you even start. You're not a professional football player.
I promise. Look, what would you do if I worked really hard? Like, I picked up trash better than anyone's ever picked up trash before. At the end of the week, what could you give me?
Like $1,000.
Okay, I think I could do that. Wait a minute. There's 50-something weeks in a year. That's only $50,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on, man. Whatever, fine, I'll do it. And you start picking up trash.
Making my way downtown, picking up trash. It smells like ass so bad. Hey, garbage dude, I got another one for you.
Sorry, bub, the truck is full. I have to get that next week.
What? Take my garbage stink, boy!
Hey, man, the truck is full. There's nothing I can do about it. And plus, you put your recyclables in the regular trash, so I should write you up.
Okay, I had a big party, all right? I had a lot of trash.
Oh, yeah, what party were you celebrating?
Labor Day.
Oh, what Labor Day? You don't even have a job.
Oh, a job? Like a garbage man?
Hey, I make $50,000 a year. That's more than a nurse, a cop, or a teacher.
That's actually a lot.
Yeah, I get paid a lot to carry your shit.
Hey, babe, who's at the door?
It's just some stupid, stinky garbage man.
All right, that's it. I'm not taking this trash. You can keep that.
Don't throw my trash at me, asshole!
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do about it, little bitch?
I'm going to beat you up!
Wait a minute. If he beats me up, I can get workers' comp, and I might get that $20,000 I need. Hey, bub, what's this trash bag and your girlfriend have in common? I've only had sex with one of them, your girlfriend.
What? Oh, that's it!
Oh, call an ambulance! Oh, call an ambulance, please! Oh, I got punched in the face! Oh, on the job, too!
Wee-woo, wee-woo, wee-woo! The ambulance is here!
Oh, God, not you. You slept with my wife. I'm in so much pain.
What seems to be the problem, mister?
I got punched in the face while on the job, so now I need workers' comp. Tell my boss.
You look okay.
I promise I'm not okay. I think I have brain damage. I don't think I'll ever be able to work a day in my life. Please just take me to the hospital and call my boss.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you in the ambulance. Get in there, damn it.
Junior, I got a call that you got hurt on the job. Is that true?
Yes, boss, it's true. I got punched in the face while on the job, while I was in uniform, because the guy doesn't like garbage workers. So if I would have never had this job, I would have never gotten hurt. So now I need $20,000 in pain and suffering.
I guess I could do that, as long as the doctor can prove you actually got hurt.
Oh, I'm hurt. He just took an x-ray.
Hey, I'm back with your x-ray. You're totally fine.
Wait, so does that mean I have to pay him?
No, he's totally okay.
No, doctor, I am hurt. You better scan me again.
But too many x-rays will give you cancer.
I don't care. Scan me, and then I'll get cancer from being hurt on the job, and then he owes me more money.
Listen, Junior, I'm gonna have to fire you. You got in a fight on your first day. That's just not how my stink boys act.
Oh, I lost my job!
Well, we also got your hospital bill. That's $5,000 for the ambulance, and that's $5,000 for the x-ray.
I can't afford that! I'm $20,000 in debt, and now I have no job!
Sorry, bud.
Oh my God, what am I gonna do?
Oh, I gotta fix myself up. Hope it's a big, sexy, strong man. Hello?
Hola, you call Avocado Pest Control Services?
Yes, I did, but why are you avocado?
Because I bet you avocado don't want boss in your house.
Oh, you damn right. Come on in. Ooh, a foreign man.
Yeah, show me where the boss are.
Ooh, right this way, sexy. Oh, the buns are on my kitchen table!
Holy fucking shit, that's a fucked up boss. Die, boss. Die. Die, boss. Die. He's not working. It's time for the hammer. Die,
Bugs!
Die! Die,
Bugs!
Die! Die! Die!
Oh, my God. That is a real man.
I think I saw your butt problem.
Honey, I'm home.
Yeah, give me that Border Patrol penis.
You almost stop praying for your chalupa?
Oh, yeah, fill me up, Daddy.
Hop play!
That motherfucker hot, ain't it? Yeah, you dropping it, ain't it?
Now you want some of this churro?
Oh, yeah, give me that churro.
What the hell is this?
Sorry, baby. Oh, I didn't know you were coming home early. What the hell are you wearing?
I got a job as a garbage man, and I got fired. Who's this?
Oh, this is Juan. He's the pest control guy.
Hola, senor. I took care of your bugs, but I gave your wife crabs.
Oh, you...
See, he's a real man. Don't be mad. If you would have saw him with that sledgehammer, you would have did the same thing.
So you just have no standards now. You're just banging Mexicans.
No, he gets the job done. You would have got the job done. You would have got some poon.
Oh, you know what? That's it. I'm voting Trump.
That's like a mama household. We agree on that.
No, we agreed when Trump got shot in the ear. That was sick.
Oh, I hate you.
Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo cry. Boo-hoo sad. Huh? Corbin Blue, what are you doing sneaking through my bedroom window?
I wanted to come see you before our class trip to Iran tomorrow.
My dad says I'm not allowed to go to Iran.
But it's supposed to be the trip of a lifetime.
I know, but I can't go.
And you were supposed to lose your fee card to me.
Oh, that shit's long gone, buddy.
Iran.
Oh, Corbin,
there's a place in the south called the Caspian Sea. When we fly there, yeah, we're gonna be in captivity.
Iran, there's a place in the south of the Caspian Sea. When we go there, yeah, we're gonna be in captivity.
What the hell is that thing? Is that Corbin Blue?
Yes, Dad, can I please go to Iran?
Oh, hell no, I told you no more Corbin Blue.
Dressed like a garbage man.
Oh, I got a job as a garbage man, but I got fired.
Garbage man! Garbage man!
Get the hell out of here!
Oh, Dad!
I'm tired of you breaking out in song! No more schools where you can break out in song!
But Dad!
No buts!
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Who could that be at this time of night? Hello?
Put my money in, ho!
I think it's worth it.
I need my $20.
I promise I got the money.
Just a second. Who could that be? Hello?
Ow!
Where the fuck's my money?
Okay, there's no way I have 20 grand.
$20,000! Where is it?
You're gonna have to kill me. There's no way I fucking lose my money.
Can't do!
That can't be anyone else asking for money. Hello?
$10,000.
Well, oh, fuck you. That happened today. You can't come for the money. You have to give it at least 30 days.
No.
No more playtime.
Wait.
No more. Yo, you guys have committed too much with the bat. You hit me with my fist in the face, and I actually am actually hurt. This isn't even make-believe anymore.
Oh, okay.
No more playtime right now. I need some time to heal.
Oh, sorry.
Cody, I'm calling off playtime. Joseph. Call off play. Joseph, where are you at?
Hop play.
Joseph!
Oh, my bad, dude. We just really in the character.
Yes, Captain. Hold on, I gotta breathe. Captain Underpants is having a book signing.
Who?
Captain Underpants, the superhero?
Never heard of him, bro.
Captain Underpants?
What, you guys have never heard of Captain Underpants? Like Captain Underpants of the Terrifying Return of Tippy Tinkle Trousers?
Excuse me?
Tippy Tinkle Trousers.
Yeah, Tippy Tinkle Trousers. He pisses himself all the time, and then Captain Underpants hands his ass to him.
A guy running around in some underwear. That sounds like a creep to me, dude.
Yeah, he's not a creep. He's a hero.
Is it like a gay book?
No, it's not a gay book. He's a superhero. He's right there. Look at him.
Yeah, but he's in his underwear.
Well, yeah, that's his thing. He's Captain Underpants.
Definitely fruity.
Yeah, I've never read the books.
Have you seen the show?
There's a show?
Well, yeah, you don't have time to read the book. I'll show you the show.
Hands behind your back, bub!
Mr. Officer, why are you arresting our principal?
Well, because, kids, he's walking around the school in his underwear, calling himself Captain Underpants!
I'm a superhero!
No, you're a
bail me out, kids!
Stop talking to the victims!
No, Captain Underpants, I know he's gonna get out of this one.
So, he likes to wear underwear around kids?
Well, I mean, yeah, he's Captain Underpants.
That sounds really bad.
Well, no, it's not like that. He's a superhero. He just happens to wear underpants.
Dude, how the hell did he even get in this type of predicament?
I can't believe I have to explain this. Okay, so he was a school principal, and his students hypnotized him into thinking he was Captain Underpants.
So the students wanted to see their principal walk around in underwear.
This is all gay school?
No, they're not gay. He's a superhero.
This is like a 2020 LGBT.
But no. It's been around forever. He's a superhero. He's cool. Come on, guys. He's going to sign my book. You guys got to come with me.
Wait. I am not comfortable going to see a white man run around naked. Wait at school.
So parents let their kids read this?
Well, yeah.
They're okay with this.
Yeah.
Does he take the underwear off?
No, it's always on.
They know what's going on in the damn book.
Well, yeah, he's cool. He fights crime.
How do you know is Captain Underpants the one that's going to be signing the book? How do you know it's not Dav Pilkey?
Fuck Dav Pilkey. I don't know who that is. It's going to be Captain Underpants.
Joseph, can you go with him? I don't want to go.
Hell no. Why do I want to go? Why do I have to go?
Come on,
Junior, please.
Okay, I'll go with you to take one picture, but I'm not shaking this guy's hand.
Yes, thank you, Junior. Come on.
Underpants.
I don't have any underpants on. Can I be your sidekick,
Captain No Underpants, or maybe Captain Wayne?
You know what? Sure, kid.
Yay! Can you sign my book?
Of course I can. Do you have $5?
No.
Then get out of here.
No, man.
Next!
Hey, Mr. Underpants, can you sign my book?
Are you wearing underpants?
Yeah.
Good. Then of course I can for $5.
I don't have $5.
Then get the fuck out of here.
That's not very nice, Mr. Underpants.
I don't give a shit. Next!
He's a big fan. He's nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Could you sign my book?
Of course I can, kid. Do you have $5?
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, perfect. So, who do you want me to make this out to?
Make it out to Cody, your big underpants pal, and then write fuck tinkle trousers.
Okay, to Cody, your biggest underpants pal, and fuck tinkle trousers.
Oh, and then write fuck Wedgie McGee.
Oh, of course. Fuck Wedgie McGee. There you go, kid.
Thank you so much. Hey, real quick before I go, what are your thoughts on underpants and underpants violence?
Oh, how horrible. Underpants and
holy fucking shit! Somebody just shot Captain Underpants with the bus!
Oh, who shot him?
Tinkle trousers!
What do we do?
We gotta check on Captain Underpants!
Hey, Captain Underpants! Oh, Cody.
He's gonna be okay, Captain Underpants.
Oh, he's in bad shape. He's bleeding a lot.
Cody, come closer.
Yes?
Take off my underpants.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, the power is in my underpants.
You mean like your wang? Oh my god, Captain Underpants is dead. I can get my $5 back.
Wait, he wants you to take off his underpants?
Yeah, hold on, I'm going to take his underpants.
Wait, oh, I don't want to see that. Oh, yeah. Well, since he's dead, I'm going to take all his autographs. He's going to be a lot of money on eBay.
How was the Captain Underpants convention?
Well, we got a bunch of autographs and he signed Cody's book.
And then somebody fucking shot him.
Well, wait, Captain Underpants got shot? There's no fucking way.
He got killed by Tippy Tinkle Trousers. Damn you, Tippy Tinkle Trousers.
Is it a joke or something?
It's not a joke. And then Cody took his underwear.
Yeah. Wait, what are you doing with another man's underwear, dude?
He gave me his underwear. And look, there's a doo-doo stain in him. It smells like power.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you smelling another man's underwear?
Yeah, there's a doo-doo stain, because that's disgusting.
It doesn't matter, guys. I'm going to put on his underpants, and I'm going to become the new Captain Underpants. I'm going to avenge him.
Why the hell do we still hang out with him?
That is the weirdest thing he's ever done.
He makes us look way more uncool each and every fucking day.
Okay, guys, you're looking at the new Captain Underpants, but you can call me Captain Cody Pants.
Are you really wearing a dead man's underwear?
Well, yeah, that's where the power comes from.
Did you at least wash the poop stain out, dude?
Well, I don't want to wash the magic off.
What the magic? What the hell is wrong with you? That's another man's fecal matter touching your gooch.
Yeah, but that smell is the scent of justice.
Please stop him, dude. What the hell?
Cody, why are you dressed like this? What are you planning on doing?
Well, I have to avenge Captain Underpants. I'm going to track down Tippy Tinkle Trousers and, well, you know, I'm going to fuck his shit up a little bit.
Wait, Tippy Tinkle Trousers? Cody, you don't have any powers to fight a supervillain.
I can give you a mean wedgie.
You could do that without dressing like this.
Well, yeah, but look, when I'm dressed like this, people know not to fuck with me.
I doubt that. Then people gonna think you're a damn retard.
Look, Joseph.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah, they're gonna think that there's something mentally wrong with you, Cody, if you go out and wearing underwear and a cape.
No. I look like a badass. Now, hold on. I'm gonna get this police scanner so I can listen for crimes. I gotta track down Tippy Tinkle Trousers.
Is that even legal, dude?
It doesn't matter. I'm a superhero. Okay, there it is.
Attention on the USB. We have a 1047 in progress.
Oh, guys, you hear that? There's a mugging happening right now, and it's turned into a hostage situation. It sounds like this is a job for Captain Cody Pants.
Oh, God, he's going to get beat up.
Please do. I hope he gets stumped out.
Someone help me, please! Oh, no!
Drop the knife, mate. You don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's not worth it, man.
I think it's worth it. She wouldn't give me her purse.
I don't have a purse!
Well, there you go. It's nothing to kill anybody over then.
Well, now I just want to do it because you told me not to.
Okay, now you're just being unreasonable. I don't know how to talk to hostage takers.
Yeah, me either, mate.
This looks like a job for Captain Cody Pants.
Is that a mentally handicapped kid in his underpants?
I think so.
Kid, you should get away from that guy. He's got a knife.
Stop right there, evildoer.
What?
I think it's a kid in his underwear.
Let her go!
Or what?
I'll give you a wedgie. I'll pull your pants, your underwear up, like, really, really hard.
I'll fucking stab you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you do have a knife. I don't think I can survive that. Cops, you want to just go ahead and shoot this guy? I don't really have a plan B. Oh, shit. Now I'm a hostage, too.
Now give me $50 or I'm going to kill both of them.
What, $50? Shit, I have $50. I mean, I left it in my pants at home, but if you let me go, I can go get it.
No, I want it from them.
Oh, fuck, a 50? I think I got a 20. What about you, Simmons?
Oh, I got $10, mate.
Oh, the best we can do is $30.
Oh, but then we can't go to Waffle House.
Oh, shit. We got 20.
Well, I guess I'm going to kill him.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much we can do. I mean, we gave our offer.
Yeah, I'm not a good shot from back here.
What the? Just go to an ATM.
All right, who should I kill first?
Oh, shit, her.
What kind of superhero are you?
It's my first day.
All right, kid, you stand over there. I'm going to kill her first, and then I'm going to kill you.
Okay, I'll just be over here.
Wedgie!
Oh, that's right. Giving you a wedgie doesn't really stop you in any way. Please, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him! Holy shit! Holy shit, this is so fucking scary! This was a bad idea! Why the fuck did I think I could do this? Piece of cake.
What happened? Did you beat the guy up?
Yeah, beat him up? I killed him!
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
You killed a mugger?
Yeah, he tried to stab me, but then I grabbed his knife, and I bent it with my bare hands, and then I flicked it away like a flea. And then he was like, no, please don't kill me! And then I gave him a wedgie so hard he fucking died.
There's no way you did all that.
It's true, it happened.
Not dressed like that.
The whole time.
That's embarrassing.
No, it was badass.
The news!
Oh, we don't need to watch that.
Hello! I'm here with two hero police officers who saved a woman from getting robbed! And here's the dead body! How does it feel being dead, sir? Wow! So, how'd you do it?
Simmons?
I'm nervous, mate.
It's okay, Simmons. I got it. Just let me... Yep. Sorry about that. My partner gets nervous on camera. What was the question?
So, how'd you do it? How'd you save the woman who was being robbed?
Well, it was really weird. This kid in his underwear ran up, and then he gave the guy a wedgie, and that gave us a chance to shoot him. I think the kid was mentally handicapped.
Oh, man. Why do they think I'm mentally handicapped?
Probably because you don't have any pants, dude.
Yeah, because you're running around in underwear with a cape.
What? This is what a superhero looks like.
No, it looks like you're on the special teams.
Yeah, people would think there's something actually wrong with you, because, like, I'd be scared to get near you because you look like you have the strength of 10 apes.
Yeah.
Is it the shit stain?
No, they can't see that.
They can smell it though.
Guys, the important thing is I didn't get a chance to question that criminal about Tippy Tinkle Trousers. I'm never gonna find him now.
So you just killed him anyway?
Well, they cut the cops.
Oh.
I helped.
No.
Well, look, the important thing is I gotta find Tippy Tinkle Trousers and get revenge.
Okay, well, I don't know where you're gonna find Tippy Tinkle Trousers. I don't know where he possibly could be.
Oh my god, guys. It was right in front of us the whole time. What if Tippy Tinkle Trousers... Hold on. I'm on to something here. Mm-hmm. What if Tippy Tinkle Trousers is hiding in a Captain Underpants book? It's the best hiding place.
Are you
high as fuck?
No! Guys. Okay, I'm gonna jump in there, and I'm gonna get him. Close me in. This is not gonna work.
He's definitely high, dude.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to do some reading rainbow.
He probably got some from the bad guy. He probably had some shrooms on him.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you know what it is? I didn't Blue Skidoo. I gotta do, like Blue's Clues. Hold on. Blue Skidoo, you can too!
He's tripping balls.
Are you okay?
Am I in?
No.
Can you put me in?
I think you should come up with, like, some type of book ray gun.
That's too much work.
This is a whole thing to make a book ray gun.
I understand.
I think you could just go make one.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, I made it. Took forever.
That bitch pretty big, ain't it?
Okay, well, I didn't have time to make a smaller one.
What's it called?
It's called the book go inside ray.
Should have had a better name.
What? Listen, I'm trying to be in a hurry. I gotta catch Tinkle Trousers. Okay, when you shoot me with that gun, I should melt and go right into the book. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, he's geeked the fuck up. That nigga geeked.
Wait, am I not in? What happened?
I didn't pull the trigger.
Well, goddamn it.
You just acted, huh?
Yeah, okay, well, I did what I thought was gonna happen.
Okay. Cody, where are you going? Cody, where'd you go?
I'm in the book.
No.
I'm in the book.
I didn't pull the fucking trigger.
I'm in. Whoa, I'm actually in the book. Now, where's Tippy Tinkle Trousers?
What the hell? Oh, Captain Cody Pratt, yeah? I see you're here to avenge Captain Underpants.
You're damn right I am.
Well, good luck with that. Meow, meow.
Well, how about you huff my shorts?
Oh, my God. He put his underpants on top of my head. Oh, he's so smelly. So stinky.
Fuck yeah. That was for you, Captain Underpants. Rest in pants.
How long is he going to lay in the book for?
Dude, it's been an hour.
I don't know if he's okay.
Yeah, he's lost it.
Big!
Good stuff, me.
Guys, Tippy Tinkle Trousers is dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I killed him. I threw my underpants over his head, and then he fell off a cliff and he died.
That'll do it.
I've officially avenged Captain Underpants' death.
Okay, so are you going to keep wearing his underwear?
No, I think I'm going to go home and frame these. I'm tired of being Captain Underpants.
Frame them.
Yeah, maybe drink a lot of water to get that stuff out of your system that's making you act like this.
Yeah, now that you mention that, I kind of don't feel good.
Yeah, your ass bugging, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to just go lie down.
tweeter.
All right, Jeffy, me and Mommy are going out to eat, and we're going to leave you home alone, so don't make a mess, okay?
All right, Daddy.
Be safe, Jeffy.
Are you going? All right. Since my Mommy and Daddy aren't here, I get to watch a TV show they told me not to watch. Oh, yeah. You know what you're doing. Oh, yeah, keep doing that.
We forgot our keys.
Jeffy! We told you not to watch the TV show!
Morgan!
Jeffy, we said do not watch pogo sticking videos, because then you're going to want to start pogo sticking, and pogo sticking is dangerous.
Marvin, Jeffy needs to watch more educational TV shows.
Yes, he does. Like Wendoa the Explorer.
What is that?
It's a very educational TV show that you need to watch, and we're going to watch it with him as a family. We're not going out to eat anymore.
Hola! My name is Wendoa. I'm an explorer. What's your name?
Aw, this is fun. Jeffy, tell her your name.
It's a TV, Mommy. She can't hear me.
Jeffy, tell her your name.
Fine. My name is Hippo Butthole.
That's a cool name. My parents don't supervise me. Do you want to go on an adventure with me?
No.
Jeffy, be nice.
Great. But we can't go on an adventure without my friend Sandals the Monkey. Can you help me find him?
He's behind the tree.
Where is he?
I said he's behind the tree, but you can't hear me because it's a TV!
Where?
Say it louder, Jeffy. Maybe she didn't hear you.
He's behind the tree!
Where?
The tree! Behind the tree!
Where?
I swear to God, if you say where one more time, I'm going to lose my...
Jeffy, calm down.
But he's behind the tree, Daddy!
I know, he's behind the tree.
Where?
Oh, my God, Daddy. Take me to the jungle because I'm going to strangle her!
Well, Jeffy, just calm down. Say it one more time. Maybe she'll hear you this time.
But the monkey is right behind you! I literally can't help you. It's right there. It's not my fault you can't see it. Dad, she's blind. Legally blind.
Oh, there he is. Thank you for helping me find him. Now we can go on our adventure.
Thank God. Thank God, Daddy. We finally get to go on your stupid adventure.
Oh, just calm down, Jeffy. Just watch the show.
Wait. We can't go on an adventure without my binoculars. Can you help me find my binoculars?
This shit again?
Jeffy, language. Let's help her find her binoculars.
They're around her neck like my hands are going to be when I'm strangling her.
Jeffy, tell her where they're at.
Around your neck.
Where are they?
No way. No way is she this dumb.
Where? Where? Where?
I'm not even going to help her. I'm just going to let the monkey do it this time.
Where could they be? Ow! It's not polite to hit, Sandals.
That monkey has more patience than me, because I would have slapped her a long time ago.
Oh, there they are. Now let's go on our adventure.
Finally. Now we can go on this dumb adventure. It better be worth it.
To start our adventure, we have to find out where we're going. Let's ask Google Maps. Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps. I know where we're going. First, we go through the rabies bat cave, and then we sneak through the sneaky snake pit, and finally, we get to the poison ivy river.
That sounds scary.
I hope she dies.
Jeffy!
Let's go! Wendoa, Wendoa, Wendoa the Explorer!
Hey there!
Oh no, it's Killer the Lion. Can you help me stop him from killing us? Say it with me. Killer, no killing!
Kill her!
Jeffy, stop it!
No killing!
Oh, rats! You said it three times, now I can't kill you!
Yay, we did it! We did it! We did it! Yay!
Oh, wait! Words can't stop me from killing you!
Jesus Christ!
Poor Wendoa!
Thank God!
Jeffy!
She was the most annoying person on TV!
I really hope she's okay.
Look the news!
Breaking news, okay? Famous television actress Wendoa is thought to have been killed by a lion on national television. Her partner, Sandals the Monkey, has a shocking interview now. Let's go to that. Truly devastating. There is a jungle-wide search for Wendoa, and if you find her alive, the police are offering a $20,000 reward.
Man, I really hope they find her.
$20,000?
Danny, I can go find her.
No, Jeffy, you're not going out in the woods. There's lions out there and it's dangerous. You're staying inside.
All right, Danny.
Oh, man, this Five Guys burger is so good.
Hey, Junior, did you see what happened to Windoa?
Yeah, she got ate by that lion. It was so sick.
Yeah, did you also see that they're offering a $20,000 reward if we find her?
If we find her in the woods?
Yeah, so I was coming to see if you wanted to help me find her.
Oh, yeah, let's go in the woods and try to find her.
All right, let's go, Junior.
All right, let's go.
All right, Junior, let's go out here and try to find Windoa so we get that reward.
What? Jeffy, why do you have to talk like that?
Oh, because I'm wearing a cowboy hat, and I thought that's how I had to talk.
Well, is mine a cowboy hat?
Sure.
Where you be? There you are, Jeffy!
All right, so, let's try finding her.
All right.
But this is a big forest, Jeffy. What are the odds of finding her?
Oh, no, Junior. It's going to be really hard.
Jeffy!
What?
Isn't that her bandana?
Junior, there's her binoculars.
Oh, look, her binoculars. That's so cool. Okay, that means we're close to finding her.
Junior, what? There's her hand.
What? Oh, my God! Her hand! Her leg! Oh, my God, Jeffy! Okay, so obviously, she might still be okay. She'll still have, like, her other arm and her other leg, right?
Junior?
What?
Look.
Okay, what do we do?
I don't know, Junior. We need to call somebody.
Well, hold on. Do we still get the reward?
No, because she's dead.
Well, hold on. Maybe they'll give us money per part. So maybe they'll give us like $1,000 for her leg, $1,000 for her arm, $10,000 for her head.
Yeah.
So let's start collecting the pieces and see what they'll give us.
All right, Junior.
All right, Jeffy. Here's all the pieces we found.
Hey, Junior, watch this. I'm going to give her a low five.
Wouldn't that be a low four because you guys only have four fingers?
Yep. I guess you're right.
Let's go get our reward.
But who do we call to get the reward?
I think we call the news.
All right. Well, now I'm going to call the news.
Hey, guys. Did you hear what happened to Window? Whoa. Junior, why is Window's head and body parts on your couch?
Because me and Jeffy became explorers, and we went in the forest and found her.
So you brought the body parts back here?
Yep, so we can get a reward.
Well, you're not going to get a reward, Junior.
We're probably not going to get the full 20,000, but I was thinking we can get 10,000 for her head, 1,000 for her leg, and 1,000 for her arm. That's $12,000. That's $6,000 for me and Jeffy.
But no, you're not going to get anything because the reward was for if she was alive.
No, they're going to give us something for these body parts or we'll go elsewhere to sell them.
No, Junior, no. You're going to go to jail.
But why would we go to jail?
Because you brought the body parts here so it looks like you killed her.
Everyone knows we didn't kill her. It was the lion, and I'm not lying.
Balloon tits!
Junior, this is really, really bad.
Well, no, it's not. What was I supposed to do when I found her?
You're supposed to call the police.
But then they would have taken the reward.
Well, no, they would investigate the crime scene.
There's nothing to investigate because we all saw what happened to her on TV, dummy.
Junior.
You're just mad because you're not going to get any of the money for finding any of her body parts.
No, Junior, I don't want anything to do with any of this.
Well, okay, then where do we sell the parts to if you say if the calling the cops are going to get us in trouble?
I don't know the black market. I don't know people who buy body parts. I will buy those binoculars, though. Here, you want $20 for them?
$20? Is that a good deal?
Yeah, sold.
Okay, you can have them.
Glad you're doing business with you. Now I can look inside people's windows while they undress.
Wait. Do you want her bandana?
No. No, I don't want it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just take these binoculars and go.
All right, we made $20 off those binoculars.
That's $10 each, Junior.
Heck yeah. All right, so let's go find a black market to sell these body parts, because if we call the cops, we'll get in trouble, apparently.
All right, let's go.
Hey,
welcome to the black market. We buy illegal things. What can I do for you today?
We have something we think you might like.
Fish? I'm a dolphin. I eat fish.
No, Jeffy, show him.
Whoa, is that Windoa?
Yep, that is the Windoa. She went missing today, so we went into the forest and we found her.
Nice. So, you looking to sell or pawn?
Sell.
All right, well, the best I can do is $100.
$100? The news said she's worth $20,000.
No, that's only if she's alive. This is pretty much worthless.
Well, no, we found her head and her leg and her arm. Can you at least do, like, $12,000?
Nah, sorry, the best I can do is $100.
Well, I didn't know this was useless.
Yeah, but you know, if you'd have brought me her binoculars, I would have given you $50,000.
$50,000 for the binoculars? We had the binoculars.
You wish.
No, we did, and we sold them for $20.
Yeah, well, you got ripped off.
Well, why are they worth so much?
Well, because she's dead, and they're a collector's item. Apparently, she only ever used one pair of binoculars, so they're worth a lot.
Whoa, I promise we had them, so if we can get them back, will you buy them from us?
Yeah, if you bring me those binoculars, I'll give you $50,000.
Jeffy, we have to find Cody and get those binoculars back.
Damn right we do!
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wait. What do you want to do with this?
We want to sell that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys, why'd you call me over? I was just outside playing with my binoculars. I was looking at everything. They're so cool, I'll never get rid of them.
Well, I think they're dumb and make your head look fat.
Why'd you call me over?
Well, me and Jeffy were talking it over, and we decided that we feel bad. We feel bad for ripping you off by selling you those binoculars.
You didn't rip me off.
Yes, we did. $20 was way too much to charge you for those. So we feel bad. You bought them from us for $20, but we want to buy them back for $100.
Yeah, that's an $80 profit.
But I don't want to sell these.
Why not?
Well, because I'm Wendoa's biggest fan, and these are the binoculars she died with. I'm not going to get rid of these.
You're not Wendoa's biggest fan.
Yes, I am. I know the theme song and everything.
Well, they mean more to me and Jeffy because we found them.
Well, you don't even care about Wendoa.
Yes, we do. We care enough about her to go look for her. You didn't go look for her.
Well, no, because I was too busy crying.
Well, that's dumb. What if we offer you $120?
What? No, Junior, no amount of money is going to make me give you those binoculars.
Well, what if we trade you something cool?
Well, what?
We have so many cool things to trade. Right, Jeffy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have so many cool things. Hold on. I'm going to grab all the cool stuff that we can trade for those binoculars.
All right, Cody, this is what I have to trade.
What is that, a mostly-eaten cheeseburger?
Not just any mostly-eaten cheeseburger, a Five Guys mostly-eaten cheeseburger.
Junior, I want Five Guys, but not the restaurant.
But the cheeseburgers are good!
I know their cheeseburgers are good, but I don't want your half-eaten cheeseburger.
Are you sure? Because I was going to finish this, but I saved it to trade for you.
Well, you can go ahead and finish it, because I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. All right, this thing you can't turn down.
What is that?
It's a to-go drink from Chili's.
Why would I want a to-go drink from Chili's?
Because it's a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, it slaps.
Really? It's empty.
Yeah, I drank it all.
Why would you give me an empty to-go drink from Chili's?
Because you can go back and probably get a refill or something.
I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. I really didn't want to get rid of this, but I'll do it for you.
Whoa, what is that?
It's a half-eaten Uncrustable.
Do you have any Uncrustables that are not eaten?
No, I eat about half and I stop eating them.
Why don't you just finish the Uncrustable?
Because there's so much left, I get full.
Junior, I don't want your half-eaten Uncrustable.
You don't want any of this stuff?
No, Junior, why are you just bringing me your leftover food?
Because it's the food that was left in my room, and Chef will ground me if he finds food in my room.
Well, this is gross, and I don't want it. I mean, if you had like a full Uncrustable, we'd be talking. But no, I don't want this.
Look, Cody, we really need those binoculars back.
Well, no, Junior, I want to keep these binoculars.
Breaking news, MK! Sandals the Monkey has been arrested for allegedly hiring the Lion to kill Wendoa! If you have any evidence, please turn it in to local police now.
Oh no, I have to turn these binoculars into the police.
No, you don't.
Well, yes I do, Junior, it's evidence.
Well, hand them over. Me and Jeffy will turn them in.
No, I don't trust you, I'm doing it myself.
Oh, we're not gonna get the money for the binoculars!
Oh, Junior, this sucks!
Thanks, kid, for turning in these binoculars. It's really gonna help the investigation a lot.
Yeah, whatever I can do to help avenge Wendoa. Alright, you have a good night.
Did he give them to you?
Yup, like taking candy from a baby.
Sweet, now let's go get our $50,000.
Yeah.
Alright, blowhole head, here's the binoculars. Where's our 50 grand?
Wow, you actually got them. Here you go.
Sweet!
25,000 each!
What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Me too.
Arrgh.
You want to go play basketball?
We did that yesterday, dude.
We can pick our noses.
I can't reach my nose.
I said arrgh.
Cody, why are you dressed like a pirate?
Well, guys, I want a free pirate cruise for me and my three best buds.
What's a pirate cruise?
Well, that's why you dress up like a pirate and you get on a boat.
How'd you win that?
Well, I ate the most parrots in under a minute at the live parrot eating contest.
You ate a live parrot?
I ate three live parrots.
No ketchup, no mustard?
Nope, raw parrots.
What? Jesus.
You didn't eat three live parrots in under a minute.
Yes, I did. I have the video right here.
Wow, look at this young man go. He's on his third parrot.
Hurry up and die, parrot. Eat me. Yeah, it's pretty graphic, but I sure can scarf down some birds.
Isn't that wrong, Cody?
Well, you eat chicken, don't you?
Yeah, but it's cooked.
What, you guys are telling me you've never eaten live chicken? Oh, you guys are missing out. It's the best. When they're gobbling for their life and pecking at you, yeah, there's nothing like choking down some cock. Chicken's pretty good, too, though.
Well, Cody, what three friends are you going to take with you on your pirate cruise?
Well, the three friends I have right here in front of me. Jeffy, Joseph, and Ken.
Why Ken?
Well, these guys like pirate stuff and you don't. Like, Ken likes getting pegged, and Joseph knows all the words to every Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Never seen one of them.
And Jeffy likes booty.
Sure do.
Well, I want to go on the pirate cruise. Leave Ken behind.
No, I'm sorry, Jim. You're just not pirate material.
What can I prove to you that I'm a pirate?
Well, I did get a parrot to go from the competition.
Eat me!
Yeah, if you can eat this parrot in under a minute, you'll be a real pirate.
Can I use ketchup or mustard?
Nope, you gotta eat him raw.
Eat me, pussy!
Yeah, eat him, Junior. He wants to die.
Where do I start? Where do I bite?
Oh, the eyeball is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know, Cody.
See, he likes it.
Okay, I'll...
Well, Ginny ate the whole thing, bones and all. The way it's supposed to be eaten.
You want me to pick that up?
Yeah, please. It's, you know what? Leave it. Anyway, congratulations. You can come on the pirate cruise with us.
Okay.
Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Well, guys, you all have to dress up like pirates for the pirate cruise.
Oh, dude, I already got an outfit picked out.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a pirate outfit, but I could dress up like Peter Pan.
But, Junior, you're going to dress like Peter Pan on the pirate cruise?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to get a pirate outfit, and I already have Peter Pan.
Okay, fine, whatever. Look, the cruise is tomorrow, and I'll meet you guys on the boat.
Your hat.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to need that for the cruise.
You didn't even tell us where the boat is.
Yeah, what boat? What time? How?
Guess we'll figure it out, dude.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Jesus. All right, guys, welcome to the pirate cruise. I'm your captain, and I'm a buccaneer. Yar! You get it? I didn't have a pirate costume. Okay, you guys want a pirate cruise, so I'm going to be sailing you around the seven seas looking for a party and maybe some booty. You guys into chicks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, fat ones.
Not really. Okay, well, I'm going to be sailing you guys around. You guys just have fun and try to stay away from the back of the boat, okay? I don't want you guys falling out. Kid, what are you supposed to be? You don't look like a pirate.
I'm dressed like Peter Pan.
Dude, you're definitely an elf.
Yeah, you look like an elf.
It's the only thing I had to look like Peter Pan.
Okay, well, you kids just have fun, and I'm going to go drive the boat.
All right, kids, hold on. I'm about to floor this bitch. Screw boat of safety. If there's any kids under this boat, they're about to get chopped up by the propellers. Beep, beep. Let's go.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Where did all the hoes go?
I love this pirate cruise, Cody.
Man, it is windy out here. Come on, Joseph. Let's go get some Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, Junior, I found this froggy float. You should get in with me.
Oh, hell yeah. A froggy float. It is so much fun. Whoa! Jimmy, we fell off the boat. Help! Help! Help!
Yars!
Hey, dude, where's the Capri Suns? I know you got some.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have Capri Suns because pirates don't have Capri Suns. I mean, I have alcohol. I'm not really supposed to have it, but I won't tell if you guys don't.
Oh, no, Jimmy. They don't hear us. Now we're stuck. What are we going to do?
Arg.
Arg. I love this ship.
Wait, dude, where's Junior and Debbie?
I don't know.
Yarr! Anything you need, Captain? Bring me Peter Pan. Thank you. Now I can finish me peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Could you actually open it for me? It's hard with my hook hands. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, and could you actually take that little lid off, too? That's kind of rough. I couldn't really. Yeah. Thank you. That's good. That's good, yes, that's perfect. You know what? Actually, on second thought, could you actually just make the rest of me sandwich for me? Yeah, I'll go look around the ship. Thank you very much. Sometimes the pirate life is not for me.
Yo, ho, Captain! So when you gonna let me touch your cannon?
My cannon specifically says, don't touch this cannon or you'll walk the plank.
Come on, I've been a pirate for 2 months. I wanna shoot it. Let me shoot it!
No, only I can touch the cannon.
God, pirate life sucks! Yo, ho, Captain! Oh, it's somebody in that damn water!
What, somebody in the water? Is it a mermaid? I'd be lonely.
Ain't no mermaids like that. It's actual people. It look like kids. They're drowning.
With kids? Well, go reel them in. Get the net.
Okay.
Oh, man, Jeffy. They're never going to find us. We're going to be stranded here forever.
Pirate ship.
Pirate ship? Hey, a pirate ship. Wait, hey, right here.
All
right,
Captain, I'm throwing the net. We got him, Captain, we got him.
Bring him on board.
Thank you so much for saving our lives.
Are you boys okay?
Yeah, what y'all doing in that deep-ass water?
Well, we fell off our pontoon boat.
Well, it isn't Peter Pan.
Wait, the boy that took your hand?
It sure be. Oh, I've been waiting for years to get me revenge on you, Peter Pan.
I'm not Peter Pan.
Arrgh!
Oh, good. We rescued one of our fellow pirates. I'll give you all me booty for getting Peter Pan for me.
He's definitely one of us.
But I'm not Peter Pan, though.
Oh, okay, Peter Pan. Well, I have a crocodile on board I've been waiting to feed your hand to. Come on!
What?!
All right, what was your name?
Captain Crunch.
All right, Captain Crunch. I know the sign says don't touch me treasure, but you can touch me treasure because you brought me Peter Pan.
Okay. Touching the fuck out of it.
Yes, just make sure you don't touch me pet rat Gerald. He's me only friend.
What? Hold on. I've been on this ship for 2 months, and I ain't get the chance to touch this gold.
Well, you're a pirate. I don't trust you around me treasure.
Hold on. He a pirate, too.
Well,
Well, he brought me Peter Pan.
Look, I just gotta ask. Is it because I'm black?
No.
I'm the only black person on this pirate ship, and you won't let me touch the gold.
No, it's not that.
Look, can I play some music then?
Only if it's 100% copyright free.
What? No break?
No. See, we're pirates, but we don't pirate music. That would be wrong. You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Oh, I guess not.
Just put on some royalty free music. And you, Peter Pan, time for you to meet me, Crocodile. All right, Peter Pan, meet Carl, the hand-eating crocodile. Now I want you to feed him your hand like you fed him mine.
I didn't feed him your hand.
Oh, yeah? Then why do I only have one hand?
I bet it hurts to wipe.
Oh, it do. Sometimes it pokes through the toilet paper and I give myself a colonoscopy. But you, Peter Pan, you need to feed him your hand.
But I don't want to.
Do it! I should have been more clear. Feed him the hand that doesn't have a sword in it.
Get him, Jimmy!
First mate Tyrone, help me! Ow.
Nah, you good. I get to touch your treasure now. Touch.
Jimmy, feed the crocodile his other hand.
No, please, not the good hand. How will I wipe?
Hey, Jeffy, can you drive this pirate ship and get us home?
Sure can, Junior! Screw you, Peter Pan! You made me lose me good hand! Now I'm really gonna kill you!
You're not gonna kill me!
Yes, I am! Ow, me good eye! Ow!
Jeffy, I'm gonna go tie this guy up. You just drive us home.
All right, Junior!
Order! I am Judge Boober. Today we will be hearing the case of Captain Hook, who is being accused of kidnapping a child and then trying to feed said kidnapped child's hand to a crocodile to get his glorious revenge. Captain Hook, you do realize that the year is 2023 and pirates are not really a thing anymore, so what the hell were you doing? Why?
Because Peter Pan fed me hand to a crocodile.
Well, now both me hands, actually. Very interesting. Peter Pan, is this true? Did you feed both of Captain Hook's hands to a crocodile?
I'm not Peter Pan. My name's Junior. I'm just in a Peter Pan costume.
Oh, shit. Wrong Peter Pan. Well, you still fed me other hand to a crocodile, and you hit me in the eye. So I hate you just as much as the other Peter Pan.
So, Junior, not Peter Pan, I guess now you are being charged with feeding Captain Hook's hands to a crocodile.
But I did that in self-defense.
But I saved you and your friend from the ocean. You could have drowned.
Wait, hold on. Captain Hook, you saved Peter Pan's life, but not Peter Pan. And then you tried to feed his hand to a crocodile? I don't understand.
When I saved him, I didn't realize he was Peter Pan, and then I realized he was Peter Pan, even though he's not really Peter Pan, so I tried to feed his hand to a crocodile back when I thought that he was the real Peter Pan, which he's not.
Okay, this shit doesn't make sense. Are there any witnesses who saw what happened that could tell me what the fuck is going on?
Me. I was there. I saw the whole thing. It was self-defense, and Captain Hook is racist. He wouldn't let me touch his gold or his can.
Well, it's not a racist thing, it's a pirate thing. It's me cannon and me gold. I don't let anyone touch me cannon and me gold.
Except for that crack ass you saved from the ocean, you let them touch all the gold. I've been there for 2 months and ain't got to touch it.
Okay, hold on. How about this? This sounds like something I don't care about anymore. Captain Hook, you lost both of your hands, which seems like punishment enough, and you are dressed like Peter Pan, but you're not Peter Pan, so I order you to take that off, because that seems like where we got confused and started losing hands, so get rid of that.